You know, I hate to brag on myself and everything, but I do hold a world record. I think it's a world record for killing the most game with one bullet. Yeah, and it's kind of an accident the way it happened. I mean, I didn't set out to set a record or nothing, but I just was going hunting one day, and I got home, and my friend of mine had borrowed my gun. I didn't have a gun, but our family had an old, long gun hanging up over the mantel, been passed down from generation to generation. And I dug through the drawers there, and I found one old bullet. And I told my mother, I said, I just got one bullet this gun. I think I'll go shoot it anyway. And she said, well, look, since you just got one bullet, said, you know that old cypress stump down there that's hollow? Said, can you cut that thing off, put me a bottom on it, make me a flour barrel out of it? And I said, well, I guess I could. So on my way down there, I hooked the sled onto the horse, and I pulled the sled down there, and before I started sawing on that old stump, I decided I'd stake out my goose net. So I staked my goose net out and threw a little corn in there and went to sawing on that stump, and I'd been sawing there for a little while, and I heard a racket, and I looked up, and you're not going to believe this, but that goose net was full of geese. You couldn't get another one in there. Now, I gathered up all the corners of that goose net, and when I got them all gathered up, all them geese started trying to fly at the same time, and you ain't gonna believe this, but they picked me up right off the ground. I held on till I got to the top of the trees, and I got scared, and I said, I gotta let this thing go. So I dropped off, and you're not gonna believe this, but I fell down in a hollow tree about that big around and sunk up in the honey neck deep, stuck in there. I never seen so much honey, and I looked up, and I could see blue sky, but all of a sudden it turned black, and what it was a big old bear come down there to get that honey, and I thought, oh, Lord. But when he got down there to me, I thought real quick, and I grabbed him by the tail and goosed him, and he jerked me up out of there, and we drug me all the way to the top, and I gave him a shove, and we got out there, and the darn thing fell and broke his neck right at the bottom of that tree. Now, look, this old tree was right beside the creek, and I had that honey all over me, so I thought I'd jump in there and wash it off. So that's what I did. I jumped in the water, started washing it off, and all of a sudden my collar started choking me, about to choke me to death. And what it was about a 12-pound catfish got down my collar. And he was about to choke me, and all of a sudden my top collar button popped off there and killed a partridge sitting on the bank. So I got my 12-pound catfish, my partridge, and put him on the sled with a bear and put the honey in that barrel, and I was getting ready to go, and I heard a racket, and I looked up, and there was all them geese hung in about an 80-foot pine tree. And I thought, well, I'll just cut this joker down. So I cut it down, and when it fell way out yonder, when I went to go get those geese, you're not going to believe this, but there's two buck deer sleeping in that pine thicket, and that tree fell on both of them. I had two buck deer, and there was 21 geese in that net, and I put them on the sled with a 12-pound catfish, a partridge, and a bear, and a honey, and I had me a load. And I was getting ready to go, and I heard a little racket, and I looked up, and there's two turkeys landed on the same limb. So I got that gun. By the time I got it loaded, there's three more done landed. That's five of them. And I took aim, and just as I shot, I stepped in a stump hole, missed every one of them. But you ain't gonna believe this. That bullet hit three trees, ricocheted three times, and come back around, got all five of those turkeys. And that old gun was old. It hammer blew off when I shot it and killed a swamp rabbit standing there behind me. So I got my swamp rabbit and my five turkeys and put them on the sled with a 21 geese and a two buck deer and a 12-pound catfish and a bear and a partridge and all that honey, buddy, and I had a load. And I slapped that horse on the rear end, and just as he went to pull, he broke both the trace chains on that sled. And I thought, oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? And I thought real quick, and I said, I'll just skin these deer, make some rawhide straps. So that's what I did. I put them rawhide straps on the sled and slapped that horse on the rear end again, and here we go to the house. And I never looked back. And you ain't gonna believe this. We got to the house, and I looked back, and that rawhide had been stretching all that time and left that meat down there in the bottom. Boy, I was mad. I just hung that harness on the stump and went on to bed. But look at here. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. I got up the next morning about 10 o'clock. The sun had come up, out and dried that rawhide and had sucked that sled up out of that bottom to the house. And if we had more time, I'd tell you about that hunt when I had two bullets.